WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The pop event of the season is the release earlier this week of Use Your Illusion by the hard rock band Guns N' Roses. Many record stores across the country opened early and stayed open late to accommodate the increased numbers of customers for the albums. Use Your Illusion is the band's first collection since 1988, and it's being sold in two separate volumes that total 30 songs and over 2.5 hours of music. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Rock critics are falling all over themselves to line up behind the millions of young rock fans who are opening their hearts and wallets for Use Your Illusion Volumes 1 and 2. To put the band in some perspective for those of you who don't have a handle on Guns N' Roses, this is nothing less than the most highly esteemed hard rock act since the Rolling Stones. Guns N' Roses emerged from Los Angeles about 6 years ago, led by lead singer Axl Rose. His immediate distinction was a voice that combines the roar of a chainsaw with the whine of a spoiled adolescent. It's a sound that slices through the thick power chords of the lead guitarist named Slash. On much of Use Your Illusion, Guns N' Roses' trademark attack is revved up to high speed. This is typical Guns N' Roses music, an intense conflation of the past 20 years of the hardest rock, from the Stones to the Sex Pistols, with Guns N' Roses positioning themselves as the definitive, decadent end of the line. The size of this collection signals the band's ambition, and Guns N' Roses includes a number of long, rambling set pieces that are supposed to convince us of their seriousness. This, for example, is November Rain. Obviously, the band intends Use Your Illusion to be a grand gesture, a major statement. So the most important question to ask is, what is the band trying to express? Well, as a musical expression of self-obsessed mean-spiritedness and inarticulate rage, Use Your Illusion is just about definitive. I really can't think of another collection of songs that offers such sustained hatred and contempt for one's fellow man, and especially woman. I'll spare you a little ditty called Back Off, Bitch. But I will subject you to the second verse of You Ain't the First, a low-volume, nearly acoustic composition that allows you to really hear just how much Axl Rose despises the woman he's dumping.
Time can pass slowly, things always change. Your day's been numbered and I've read your last page. You was just a temporary lover, honey, you ain't the first. Lots of others came before you, woman said, but you've been the worst. So you've been the worst.
In the past, Axl Rose has tried to justify his sentiments by using the Andrew Dice Clay defense, saying that the band's lyrics don't state their own beliefs, but those of other characters who are far more ignorant than Guns N' Roses are. This excuse was first employed in 1988, when the band's song One in a Million heaped abuse upon black people, homosexuals, and, how quaint, immigrants. But Use Your Illusion exposes their excuse as a lie once and for all. On a song here called Don't Damn Me, Rose says, "I send this song to the offended, I said what I meant and I never pretended." This is about as upfront as you can get about it, and also, I must admit, an awfully well-written couplet with meter and rhyme that would do a poet proud. Millions of fans can't be entirely wrong. Though their sentiments are reprehensible, this is not a band without talent.
He lost his mind today. He left it out back on the highway.
That's Dust and Bones. If only all of Use Your Illusion were as concise. Instead, the collection is padded out with overblown tripe like Coma, a 10-minute salute to insensibility. I freely admit that I stopped listening to it when Axl yelled, "Somebody tell me what the expletive is going on." I figured if he didn't know after 7 minutes or so, I didn't want to. There's a difference between dramatizing adolescent self-absorption and embodying it. On a song called Breakdown, Rose moans, "When I look around, everybody always brings me down." This is nothing new. It's just Axl turning himself into a rude, crude version of Sylvia Plath. Ultimately, a lot of Use Your Illusion should be sealed up in a bell jar.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. I'm Marty Moscowane, and this is Fresh Air.